Hey everyone, welcome to Problem Man, and I'm your problem man. That didn't come out right. Welcome to Problem Man. It's a show where we help people fix their problems. Why? Because why not? I mean, anyone can go to therapy. Anyone can be a therapist. But us, we solve problems. Therapists just listen to your problems. What we do here is special. And with everyone that helps us, we have a new problem-solving experience. So are we good to go? Are we good?
Anyone can be a therapist.
Yeah, anyone can be a therapist, but not a lot of people can be problem men. On this episode, I have a very, very special guest. It's the pilot, and he's the pilot of food critique, food tasting. He's a lonely knight that wanders around the country, slaying the demons that are bad food. It's a solitary job, but he does it. Talking to my man, Okoyemi Famakin.
Wow.
Was that a good intro?
I love that intro.
Yeah.
It says solitary something, something.
Yeah,
something.
Solitary knights.
Wow.
A warrior scholar.
Slaying bad food. It's giving me
medieval
Chronicles of Riddick and this girl, Buffy the Vampire
Slayer. Yeah, Arya Stark.
No, Arya. Buffy is
more. Buffy's cool though.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't talk enough about how cool Buffy is.
That year she was nice.
She was I want to say like 2004.
I think I was in high school then.
Definitely. I was in high school.
It was nice with Buffy.
I think when it started, I wasn't, but like when I just got interested in it, I was like, oh, Buffy's nice. She's
with
cool.
The vampires that when they changed, they had this big stuff on their forehead.
Yeah. They would like the lines.
Yeah, lines and Buffy was a good show.
Buffy was a good show. She was kind of cute too. I like Xander, you know, her friend that he never learned how to fight. Like, you know, all her friends would learn magic or how to fight at some point. He just never learned anything. So it was just like the tag along guy.
It's just the vampire love interest that she had.
Angel.
Angel, yes. Yeah. That had his own spin-off show.
Yeah. There was also Spike, but he didn't have a spin-off show.
Can't remember.
Spike is the blonde British one.
Can't remember.
Damn, okay.
So long.
I mean, we don't have to get into Buffy for too long.
You said she was cute. So that means, I heard you like white girls.
I don't. Stop. People still say
I heard you like white girls. Like,
this is not that kind of show.
There's no shade in liking white girls.
There's no shade in liking anyone. Women are beautiful from all over the world.
I heard you like white girls. I find black women attractive.
Black is good. Yeah black
not,
women.
Not all black is good, but like most times.
Not all black women are good. You mean universal? I'm saying it now for a fact. There is no bad black woman on the planet. They're all 100% great people.
This is your pilot show. Let me not say I don't F black, American woman. Let me not say that.
No, I love all black women. I think I think Nigerian women specifically.
I love Nigerian women. I love British Nigerian women. I love Ghanaian women.
What's your favorite black
British
accent?
Eh? No, black accent.
Yeah. From the Nigeria diaspora everywhere. Like, well, which one works for you the best?
Black British woman.
Yeah? You don't like the Caribbean one?
I don't dislike it.
Yeah.
Yeah, just black British.
Okay. What about Ghanaian?
I will be going there next month.
Okay. So are you going to critique their accents as well as their food?
No, just like explore their dishes and blow.
Mm.
You know, I was telling you earlier on that I have no challenges. I want to just go and conquer that new land and be your biggest food critic.
I like that.
I'm even playing.
No, like we had this conversation and you were like, when you came up, you had a few people that you like in a similar field as you, not exactly doing the same thing, but you were like, I have to top this person, I have to top this person. And slowly, not slow, right? Was it slowly? Do you think it was
not
slow?
That slow?
Yeah, you were just over time, you just kept topping everyone, canceling names off your list. And now you have no one to compete with.
Nobody except so myself.
You're taking your talents to East Legon.
Yeah. Actually, Legon.
Yeah,
East Legon.
East Legon. You know, I think personally in the podcast space, I don't think I've really topped anyone. So
you're on your lane.
Thank you.
I'm not trying to. I'm a huge podcast consumer.
Yeah.
Like very huge.
Okay.
Comparing, there's nobody to compare you. I think all of you are on your lane, and there's nobody to compare. Like, it's like maybe you are doing pop. This one is doing jazz, comparing them.
I think we do jazz.
Yeah, all of you are on your lane. There's no one to compare anyone with, at least for now.
For now, yeah.
There's no comparisons for now.
The thing is,
probably just numbers, but like similarities, there's no, because most of you, not all of you are unique. They're the copycats that nobody really knows. But the popular ones, like all of you are on your lane.
It's funny because I think the copycats tend to blow the most. Because they get all the greats.
Let's
and
name
take,
drop.
I'm not name dropping a damn name. This is my first episode. Let me name drop when I've done 100 and I'm like sitting on a throne and I can say you did something right and you did something wrong. I like what you did here. then I'll do it. But like for now, I just want to be nice and humble and, you know, get on with this like cute little show we just started.
Fair enough. Yeah. All of you are in your lane. So it's just a numbers game for now, but similarities, all of you are unique. And it's my opinion. All of you are unique.
Thanks, man. I mean, and that means a lot from someone with, you know, someone that's accomplished what you've done. Someone with 155.
55, yeah.
That's crazy.
I feel you're whining. But
can you share followers? You know how you can send money to people. I'm not whining you.
Yeah, share followers. I wish I could. I would collect people's followers. But nowadays, it's not about followers anymore for
What's
me.
What's it about?
Can I make restaurant owners have high blood pressure good based on my reviews?
Right.
Not can I. I mean, I can, like,
yeah.
When I do a review.
Well, that's how you measure it, like, how much blood pressure you can give them.
No, like, when they have so much sales that they don't trust and they have high blood pressure.
That's nice. That's a good thing.
I value that over the number of followers.
Well, but you need followers to do that.
Tony Ednotno posted me twice, and I got a lot of followers, and the quality of his followers are very, very irritating. So it's not about followers. It's not about followers.
Yo.
My numbers went up.
I keep, okay.
But the quality of follow, I'm like, God, I was sad.
So I'm friends with Odunsi, the artist, and...
I used to like him, by the way.
We don't have to get into
it. I love Santi.
Okay, yeah, I'm friends with Santi too. Love Santi. But like, Odunsi does this thing where we won't talk for like 2-3 months, and then he will send me a post from Tunde Ednot. Mm-hmm. And I'll reply like, this is insane. And he will reply. And then 2 months later, he'll send me another post from Tunde Ednot.
Post like... funny
just like insane things that only Tunde Ednot can get away with posting. Yeah. And it's funny because I remember he used to make music. Do you remember that?
Yeah, yeah. Good music. That's not even like
Tunde Ednot.
Yeah, he made good music.
Did he?
He made good some bangers that we all know.
What's your favorite one?
No one comes to mind, but there was the Davido one, he made some good jams. Some.
What kind of Yoruba name is Ednot?
Eh?
Is that his last name?
Tunde then. Ednot is spelled Tunde backwards. Tunde, that's Tunde backwards. Yeah.
I didn't know that was what he was.
He's doing. Nicer now. He was once problematic, but like he's genuinely.
Yeah, he's grown up.
He's like giving Don Jazzy vibes. Like, let me help you. And he's nicer now.
Maybe we should get him on the show. You think after?
He's not based in Nigeria. I don't think he's based in Nigeria.
You think he'll beat him because?
I mean, he's calm now, but he had a lot of enemies.
He has unfinished business.
Yeah, a lot of unfinished business. Yeah.
He's in Dubai now. Right?
They might beat him if he comes to Nigeria. Yeah.
Would you live in Dubai?
Hell, I'm not living in Africa.
Okay. You said Africa, but you might live...
So I'm well traveled, though.
Mm-hmm.
Not flexing. So like I've lived in many of these places.
Yeah.
I've been to Dubai before, too. And I can be somebody with dignity in Nigeria and Africa, but abroad I'll be nobody. So I'd rather be
a lion. A lot of the people in my family that are in Nigeria, that's their rationale for staying here. It's like you're a king at home,
and you know this because you've been there and you've lived there. That's why you know. But those who have not been there, that's why those who jackpot, I feel bad for them because they don't know.
Yeah.
So my formative years, like a couple of years, was in the US. That's why I don't like Black American women. I was trying to insinuate that.
Right.
Was in the US and like. We were like expatriates there. So I lived in a white area and I saw things and I saw Nigerians that jackpot and I saw the way they lived.
Yeah.
And they won't tell Nigerians the truth.
Yeah.
Like they were very, very poor.
Mm-hmm.
But there's lights, the road is good, but they're like 3-4 jobs. Things they would never do in Nigeria, they were doing there. And I'm like, I'm not doing this shit.
Have you seen that video of this? Like, he's like a Nigerian like ticketing officer in the UK and he's ticketing some white guys. And they say, I have problems. Well, but the guy's like, I have problems too.
Yeah, that's.
Do you want to answer the phone?
The event people. I'm stuck in traffic.
Oh, yeah. Just answer. Tell them you're stuck.
Hello? I'm stuck in traffic. I'll be there in 30 minutes. Hope I'm not too late. Okay. Thank you.
That was beautiful.
The phone is now on silent, but you can put that part. Sakwa is a liar.
Yeah, I love that. I love that, like, at some point, the event people are going to see this. I'm going to be like, this motherfucker. Anyway, so this guy was like, he was ticketing them, and they were like, guys, this isn't fair. We have issues in life. And he was like, I have issues too. Every day I go to a small flat, I open my iPad, and I watch a movie when I get back home. That's what he was saying, yeah. Like, because, you know, he doesn't have a TV. No, go on. You know.
That's why I like this more than radio and TV.
Why? Because like podcasts are.
Because I can say fuck.
Yeah. Fuck. Say it.
Fuck shit.
Fuck shit. Say it.
Fuck shit.
There's one more.
Herculean genitals.
There you go. That's the one.
I have.
That's what we're looking for.
You didn't catch that, but it's fine.
Do you want to listen to some problems and see if we can help some people?
Let's give them bad advice.
Good advice.
Okay, good advice. Sorry.
Okay, all right. So we're going to listen to their problems first. I think that's how we like to start it. Let's try this one. I feel like in post we can fix this, right? We can just like make it seem like I had all the problems ready. Okay.
Please don't take out this part. This is really like, it's really, really real. Saying, take it out.
Hi, TMT. So I have a question. Might sound like Nollywood, but it's like real life. My question is, how do I get my family to address the elephant in the room? And the elephant in the room being everybody thinking that one of our aunts killed her mom. Like, you can hear the whispers behind closed doors. It's like a known secret that everybody keeps quiet about. Well, we all kind of feel that way. Backstory, grandma was sick. She was in the hospital. Apparently, she told them to not let her first child in. But they let her first child in, sha. The other person who was in the room with grandma stepped out of the room. First child was in the room with them. Well, not them, grandma. Other person had left. So, left her there. Next thing, babe comes out and calls the nurses. Like, yo, my mom's dead. Time the nurses had come into the room, my grandma's like nose had been like stuffed with like cotton wool. Babe wasn't breathing. So everybody thinks she killed her because she had beef with her mom. But then nobody wants to address it. We all just think it.
I did not see that coming.
Well, here a problem, man. We only answer real life. Fuck, what was that? I don't know what
I was expecting. My boyfriend cheated on me.
I mean, we have a few of those.
My friend stole my money, yeah, you know.
Yeah, yeah. This is crazy. like, how do you approach this yourself?
Maybe it was grandma's time to die.
Okay, it was just a coincidence.
And the daughter was there. But if there was tissue in the nose and the girl had beef.
What if the grandma had beef with the daughter so much and when she saw the letter in, she just died to spite her?
But like, okay, even
knowing they would blame her.
Even if they address it, to what end?
Yeah.
Like, okay.
They have no proof.
Did you kill your mother? No, I didn't kill my mom.
What about the tissue in the nose? It was there when I got there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or the nurses put it there.
Yeah. To make sure she could breathe properly from her mouth. Because that's a thing that, I think that's a thing. I don't know. I'm not a doctor.
Addressing it to like, to what end?
Yeah.
I'm just curious. Like, if they address it, to what end?
Okay, should we call this person and see what we can come up with? Yeah, just think about your advice for a little bit. Yeah. Still on that.
I swear I did not expect that.
We don't see the problems before we get into this. Yeah.
That's deep.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go.
Oh, I'm calling now.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, beautiful.
I really hope this person responds.
I doubt she'll pick. It's like, she might not pick.
Well, she might be scared to talk about her dead grandma.
But it's anonymous, right?
Yeah.
But those are not ours.
Hi, this is TMT, and I'm with Okoyemi Famaki, and you are on Problem Man. And we'd like to help you solve your problems. Are you up for that?
Yeah, no problem. Let's go.
Let's go. So, first of all, rest in peace to your grandma.
Yeah,
she was a cool lady, right?
Yeah.
So we were like talking about the possible things that could have happened. And, you know, my theory was that maybe she didn't like this child so much. And when she saw that they let her in to spite her, she was like, I'm just going to die right now. So everyone thinks it's you. Do you think that's a possible thing that could have happened?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
Because grandma was always trying to make the relationship better.
Oh, but the child didn't want to.
Yeah. She's an up to everyone.
She's what? An up to everyone. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm not really sure what could have happened here, but this is the advice you want is how do you deal with it, or how do you catch her in the act, or like what are you trying to accomplish?
I mean, this act happened years ago.
Right.
It's more everybody is thinking it.
Yeah. Does she still get invited to like family functions?
Yeah, like, I mean, to be fair, we don't see each other that often.
Okay.
And even, like, when we have a family function, she will show up as a guest.
Right. She's not helping you plant stuff, and she's not touching the food.
She's not helping you plant stuff. She's not wearing a shape, nothing.
Yeah. Even though she's, like, a direct member of the family. That's very interesting.
Yeah, but she'll pack food,
Sha. She packs food. That's, you know, yeah, I mean...
No, like, she packs food to go home.
Yeah, alleged killers... It's too, so I respect that. Okay, you know, my advice. So, okay, the advice is how do you deal with it as a family, right?
Yeah. How do we get, because like the older people are generally fine sweeping shit under the rug and pretending it's not happening, but like there's a lot under the rug.
Yeah. There's a mountain of dirt under the rug. Do you want to, I think Okoyemi has some advice for you.
More of questions. So, both of us know that she's not going to admit that she killed her mom. Like, has that like occurred to you that if you ask her, that auntie, did you kill your mother? Like, there's nothing in this life that'll make her admit.
Well, I know she's not going to. I mean, like, everybody else thinks it. I need them to have that conversation with themselves.
So, like, okay. So, to what end is the question? Like, why?
Do you think she did it, first of all?
Do I think she did it? Let me not lie. I don't think it's beyond her.
Okay, so here's what I think you should do, right?
Write a script and sell it and make a movie out of it.
My answer was very similar, but that's a good suggestion just for you to monetize this. I think you should write a poem to her, or a letter, an open letter, and you express all your concerns, and you tell her that this is a safe space. You know, not an email because that's too suspicious, but like pen and paper. You don't think she has an email address?
Yeah.
Who is this person?
I wish I could explain.
Well, she sounds lovely. Okay, so yeah, you write this letter and you express everything, and then you get the key members of the family to sign it, and you know, you look at her reply. And you guys can go back and forth from there. You open a line of dialogue. When you open a line of dialogue, the communication flows much easier. Do you understand what I'm telling you?
That's so funny because we don't really be communicating at this
point. Exactly.
Well, I do.
Yeah. So you're going to be the bridge. You're the perfect person to undertake this task of uniting your family. I know it sounds like a lot of pressure, but...
I feel like a more chaotic piece of advice would be more suitable because when you understand chaos,
okay,
has to involve alcohol. Somebody has to be sufficiently drunk to
confront. Right, you want a honey trap. Okay,
well, you know you that killed grandma that time. Fucking the food. Well, you know you. Don't kill my child. I beg. Don't come to my house.
Yeah, I mean, you can do some of that, definitely. You get her in a car. You say you're going to take her to the airport.
No, public embarrassment, not one-on-one.
She lives in Accra, boom. I'm not doing all of that. Why am I taking her to airport?
Yeah, you're taking her to the airport, but you put a recording device in the car. She's also a bit drunk from the rocks, and she's very excited about the food she's carrying home. So you talk to her, you get her to open up, and you say, oh, okay, this is how you do it. You say, oh, I know you didn't kill grandma. But if you did, how would you have done it? You know? And she's just like, oh, I know exactly what I've done. And she gets into it. She starts to open up. And boom, you catch the killer. You go to the police that evening when the tape is fresh. And you make sure you put her on an airpiece flight because it will be delayed for long enough. that by the morning, you can all go and pick up from the airport and case closed. What does that, how does that feel to you?
It sounds like a brilliant idea, but she hates me.
No, but you can win her over. The thing is, like, people open up quick. They open up the quickest to people they hate and people they love. And clearly, you're not on the love spectrum. So you can use that hate to win her. Because when she's drunk and you've asked her, how would you have killed grandma? She's trying to impress you. For you, you can even throw in your own first, saying, you know, Mimi, the way I would have killed grandma is I would have put a pillow over her face.
Or put cotton wool in her
eyes.
Okay.
Like, so then, she said, I would have put cotton wool in her eyes, a pillow over her face. And then she's like, no, what would have, and then she opens up, boom, you have a killer.
To try that.
Well, you know, honestly, I'm glad this has gone well. And you're the very first caller of the show. I'm going to give you a pseudo name. Your name will.
Do I get
lunch? No, but you get to catch a killer. And your pseudo name is Sabrina, because you're going to get to the bottom of this and you're going to be a teenage witch. I know you're probably not a teenager, but, you know, that.
Thank you so much for the advice. I'm going to go think about it and flesh it out.
Great, that's all I want, for you to like just have a healthy dialogue and think about this. It's been a pleasure solving your problem, and thank you for being a caller on the show.
You're welcome.
Okay, have a lovely week. Week. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, that's how we do it here at Problem Man. That's how we do it here at Problem Man. We solve more fucking problems.
No, just get your head. There's a lot going on in your head.
We solve problems.
You should be a writer, though.
No, thank you. I am a writer.
Or like a script writer. And...
Oh, that. Oh, I'll probably get into it at some point.
All these indie movies, because...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could do mainstream stuff as well.
But Nigerians fuck with you.
Oh, like, yeah.
Like,
I have...
I like it, but like the average Nigerian...
I think they'll like this stuff, because the stories I would tell would be universal stories.
But you must like localize it.
Yeah, 100%.
Because that reference, not Sabrina reference, not everybody would get...
Chilling Adventures of Sabrina.
No, I know it, but not everyone will get the reference.
I think the people that would be able to find this on YouTube or any of the apps probably have seen that on Netflix. They don't have to watch it, but they've probably seen
it. I watched cartoons when I was younger.
Oh, fuck. I never watched those. I watched there was a comedy TV show with Alyssa Silverstone from Clueless. So it was like a Sabrina TV show. That was quite good.
I think there was even a crossover with her and the Archie comics. I think there was a crossover.
Yeah, because they were both made by the same comic line.
Crossover, and Archie, and there was someone else.
There was even a crossover of the TV show, Chilling Episodes, Chilling Adventures, and Riverdale.
Riverdale.
Yeah.
Trash. Not trash. I did not enjoy this series. Let me just put it.
How many seasons do you watch?
After season one, it was too dark.
Yeah,
actually, was a fun.
Yeah,
everybody was damn. Like, this is not what I signed up for.
I mean, I watched
good storyline, but I'm like.
I watched the first episode. I was like, Archie has abs. This is not the TV show.
I mean, I'm not.
Yeah, this is. Like, there's a lot going on here.
It was so dark. Then this guy belly ate burgers. What that guy with Jughead? Belly ate. I'm like, yo, this guy eats a lot of. He belly ate burgers.
I love that. Like, as a food critic, your critique of Riverdale is that Jughead doesn't eat enough burgers.
Like, but this guy ate a lot of. Like, he always had a burger in his hand. So I'm like,
yeah. Yeah, and he never got fat. I respect.
And Nigerians tease me a lot for calling burger. I know it's pronounced burger, but I'm a Nigerian. It's burger we call it.
Exactly.
I get teased a lot for that.
What things can white people pronounce that belong to Nigerians?
Edikain Kong, Afang, Begiriate, Wedukwewamala.
Let's see them try that.
Exactly.
Oh my God. Do you think she's going to catch her aunt? Do you think any of the advice I gave her
will work? I think you made her laugh, and that counts, you know, for it.
We've life. Brought some joy to the world.
Exactly, like, you get.
And, you know.
I think there's, just free, it's like, I don't think she can do anything.
Yeah.
I think being a serial killer in Nigeria would be fun, and you would get away with it.
You would never catch. Any, if they had half a brain, you would never catch them.
Yeah, like, it's very, very easy to be a serial killer.
How? Like, who's the detective?
Like, I can literally kill you now and nobody would know.
There are other people in this room.
Not today to, like, be pre-planned. Probably I've been stalking all your podcasts since. Fair. And
you know where I frequent, the time, where
and I, you know, I know where you stay.
Yeah,
and you get, oh, we're friends, we're not enemies, and 3 days later, he's dead, and nobody would suspect me.
That's fair. I think, have you ever met a Nigerian detective?
I've met some cool policemen, and, you know, they call themselves detectives.
The ones that wear, like, loafers and shoes.
I never knew they did that, but no.
They wear like, they don't wear the uniforms. They wear like jackets. No. And you've never met those?
I don't think I have.
Oh, I've met the ones I've met EFCC agents, so they don't wear uniforms. But
they're smart. They don't want to catch you. They'll catch you.
Yeah, yeah. If EFCC guys were handling homicide, they would catch people.
Okay, like if they want to catch, like find. I mean, they will not find me if I killed you. I would hide in the north.
Yeah, better than that. You hide in the where?
In the north, in a village in the north.
Yeah, but they wouldn't need to catch you.
I will not use my phone.
Someone else would hear your accent.
Eh?
And they'll be like, there's a Yoruba man, probably a Christian.
Okay. Okay, so change your plans, Ekiti.
Right.
Ekiti in a village, no phone, just knock your phone.
Yeah, no one would catch you.
No phone.
It's like when you watch all these spy movies.
And I have to be poor, because if I'm rich, I'll call attention.
Yeah, you'll call attention. You know, you watch all these spy movies, and like the spies always like, they get accused of being double agents, so they're on the run. And they go to like somewhere like Mexico. And I'm like, Republic. Go to Nige.
No, Nige.
Go to Nige.
I mean, you're Mexican, you stand out.
Well, in Mexico, you stand out.
No, like if you're a Mexican and you come to Nigeria and...
No, no.
If you stay in VR, you won't. But except VR, you stand
exactly.
out.
They'll just think you're Lebanese.
Exactly.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah. Just like a restaurant. And
yeah, you just... Yeah.
Done.
You stand easy. Out. Just work in La Tavana. It's a Spanish restaurant.
One of the places we frequent in Lagos. You'll be fine. Ibadan, you'll be okay as well. There's a solid Lebanese population. Popular in there.
Okay, no, him. Okay, the Mexican guy.
The Mexican guy.
Solid?
Yeah.
I'll say Kano after Lagos. No, short, it's Kano first.
Really?
Then Lagos.
For no, I think the north is really big, but I've seen a lot. I've seen, I've met Lebanese families in Ibadan.
In Ibadan, interesting.
Yeah, multiple.
I met the owner of Paris Bakery. Do you know the place?
Where's that?
It's in Ibadan, the most popular
bakery in Ibadan.
Paris Bakery is a Lebanese guy.
When I go to Ibadan, I don't really think about pastries. I'm just.
I mean, it's. My friend was trash pastries, yeah.
Okay. I mean, shout out to that relationship.
I hope he does not. Delicious. Technically, they're the best in Ibadan, so.
Okay. They're the least worst, you mean? The least bad.
Ibadan barely has pastry places, so the only place that pops up will be the best by default.
Is Puff Puff a pastry?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so, where's the best Puff Puff you've had?
There's no best Puff Puff.
It's all bad.
No, it's like the best white rice and stew. There's none.
Right.
If you are good, you are good. There's no best.
There's no way to
best
like,
means stand out.
There's no way to call it, quantify it.
So there's no best.
I've had some pretty solid puff-puff, man. I've had some puff-puff where they do a bunch of French pastry shit on it, and it's just like
this. I like my puff-puff classic. Wild.
Don't do that.
Don't jazz it.
Don't dress it up.
I mean, if you're a chef, like a chef, for example, I would expect him to make an
artisanal puff-puff.
But on the roadside, fam, 15 hour puff-puff, don't do anything to you. Just give me my 5 pieces, oily puff puff, newspaper.
Is that how much you pay for 5 pieces? 15 naira?
I don't know the value
bro,
of
your
food.
Puff puff guy is overcharging you, I'm telling you now.
I don't know the value of food.
What do you mean?
So I'm not when those will say, if I want it, I buy it.
Mm.
And they don't check the price. Mm. So I'm not rich, it's just for food. If I want it, I buy it. I don't really care about the price.
I respect that.
But for other things, I check. I'll price it down for food.
Yeah.
If I want it, I'm buying it. Mm. I don't care about the price.
Okay, I like that.
Except Wagyu, I can't afford that yet.
There's something very dignified about that. let's check in on our second. What do we call... What do you want us to call the people we help on the show?
I'll give them a name.
I mean, you're the first guest. You get to name.
Would you stick with the name?
It depends on the name.
The Puff Puffs.
I don't want to do that.
Okay. Not the helps.
The helps.
The needy. No, not the needy.
What the fuck are you doing?
Like they're being helped.
They're being helped. The patients.
Patience
I don't want to use patients because it implies therapy, which we don't do.
The brave ones, because, sharing your problems in Nigeria is being brave.
I like the brave ones.
Yeah, like Braveheart or something.
How do you guys feel about the brave ones? The
brave ones,
good?
Yeah. Would you stick with it?
Yeah, okay, I like the brave ones. The brave ones it is. I will stick with it.
It would be a flex. That's true. When they started, I was their first. I gave them the name.
That was a gentleman's
promise. It was me.
All right, let's listen to a brave one.
Yeah.
Good day, TMZ. Congratulations on your new show. What I'd like to present to you seems to be a lifelong relationship problem. I keep losing my babes.
Okay.
To Jesus. Let me do Star Plus and imagine that and go to where it all began. So I've been
bars
non-monogamous for a very long time in my life. And then I miss these babes. Sparks are flying in my head. She's telling me drop all your hoes. You can't hug anybody. You can't call anybody else beautiful. I'm saying yes. I'm giving this babe everything.
Same.
Fast forward a couple months. Shawty comes to me and she's yearning. Our activities are affecting her prayer life. Basically, she had a choice between me and Jesus, and she chose Jesus. Like, he's already dead. I'm still here. Anyway.
Been there, done that.
You've been there?
Been twice.
Oh, my God.
Twice. My university, I was robbed of sex in university.
You've lost two women to the church?
No, because I was dating two virgins at different times.
Okay.
Yeah, and they were Jesus girls, and I was a simp then, and, you know, they said no sex because of Jesus, and I said, okay, and I didn't cheat, allegedly, so, like, you get...
I like how you just... You didn't even say allegedly. You were like, I didn't cheat. And you just moved on.
You get?
Yeah.
So, like, 4 years in uni, I was dating two Jesus babes. And the reasons why I said... So, I'm not really a sex freak like that. Okay. My sex drive is like... I don't crave sex like that. But if you're a virgin, I will not date you. I will never start it.
That's not... I don't think that's, like, nice. I think... Virgins,
that's my truth. So virgins are not bad.
Yeah,
that's why
they're not bad people.
Virgins. I gave a backstory on why I will not date virgins.
Yeah,
I'm not shaming them. It's just 4 years of my life in you. Imagine
you know what you want in a relationship.
It's not sex. It's but sex has to be on the table.
Yeah, possibly.
It won't be that much. Most likely, it's you that be saying let's have sex. Okay. It'll be good. But it won't be that much.
It'll be good when it happens.
Yes, but
it'll be like Christmas.
Eh? No, like maybe if you spend a week with me, just three times.
Okay.
Yeah.
3 times in a week isn't a lot.
I'm 30 years old. Take your one. The first day, we'll do 2 rounds. After the first day, other times, one round. It will be long. You would orgasm once or twice. But I'm not a sex freak, but it has to be on the table.
Okay.
Yeah, so in 4 years of my life, allegedly, I was robbed of sex.
Yeah, by the Lord.
Two Jesus girls.
Yeah.
And I was cool with it.
Okay.
So I'm like, no, so, yeah.
So are we going to
move
tell
on? Don't. Find a bad bitch.
Oh, okay.
Not a bad bitch, but like find someone else.
Yeah, a less Jesus-y.
No, there are church girls that do stuff. Many of them.
Oh.
Yeah, no.
I mean, obviously, yeah. Because it's not... It's a sin, but it's not a bad
thing. Is it?
It's a sin in the Bible.
Who said it's a sin in the Bible?
Yeah,
premarital. Solomon that, you know, killed someone's wife and God approved him and Jesus came through that line of sin.
Didn't he have to ask for forgiveness?
Yeah, but like...
Yeah. I mean, you can ask for forgiveness.
But it's still... Okay, so... You can knock a girl and God, I'm sorry, but do it again, I'm sorry. Like,
yeah, you can.
Okay, so, okay, no, I'll laugh.
Yeah, but you can have sex and then before you get to pray, you can die and go to...
Do you know, surprisingly, I think to me,
yeah,
allegedly, when I masturbate, I feel more guilty and dirty.
Why are you saying allegedly for things you clearly do?
Allegedly.
You feel more dirty than when
I have...
Oh, that's like shame, yeah.
I have zero guilt
when
I have sex. I mean... I can't pray immediately because, like, but like, I have zero guilt. But for masturbating, I cannot pray, like, allegedly.
Yeah.
If I haven't masturbated.
Yeah, of course. Because you clearly don't.
But I can't pray for a week.
Yeah. Right. So that's insane.
If I masturbate. So.
Because you use the hands as well.
I don't know. But I don't see sex as a sin. I'm ever trying to, like, form. I don't think it's a sin.
Yeah, I don't think it's a sin either. I'm just saying, like, for those who subscribe to.
Who don't want to, like, enjoy the simple things of life.
For Christians.
And Muslim.
Are you Muslim?
Christian. I'm a Christian. I'm not a Nigerian Christian, but I'm a Christian.
Oh, okay. All right. I hear what you're saying. Let's call this person and talk to them.
Yes, please. You should go first and give him the same advice before I jump in.
What was my advice again? I can't remember it.
Something like a fart. Oop. I thought this would run away.
Fair enough. Hello, caller number two. You are on the Problem Man podcast, and my name is TMT, your Problem Man, and I'm here to solve your problems,
man. Good
evening,
man.
Problem Man. Good evening, bro.
Problem Man. Good evening. Very serious issues.
Yeah, we just discussed it. I'm here with Okoyemi Famakin, the biggest food critic in Niger, and we're here to critique your problem and give you a solid solution. Are you ready for it?
I'm very confused. My problem is romantic. My food problems are different.
You have food problems?
Oh, I do. Oh,
I like this guy.
Yeah, okay. I mean, we can get into your food problems on a different day. You can just send, send us a food problem. We'll get you. It's not just relationship and love.
7 days of the week. Today's just what? Where's today? Today's Thursday. Yeah. We'll find another problem for another day.
I love that so much. Okay, so let's talk about you losing women to the word of God. What's that been like for you emotionally?
To Jesus.
To Jesus, yeah. What's that been like for you emotionally?
Well, I stopped believing in Jesus when I was 13 or 14. So it's been like the biggest fuck you from that guy.
Yeah.
I'm not, like the guy is dead. I'm still here and he's still getting more bitches than me. I don't get it. I don't get it.
I just want to say Jesus is not your mate. You keep referring to him as that guy.
We don't call women bitches here.
Yeah. Do you say bitch?
Oh, no, I do not call women bitches.
He keeps getting more bitches than me.
Right. First of all, no. Bitches is very gender neutral.
Right. You could have been talking about...
I could have talked about anybody.
Right.
But I'm just referring to people I'm physically entangled with, I guess.
Yeah, your bitches.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. Right, so here's what's the advice I'm going to give you.
Please don't say give your life to Christ. My mother has to try and that
shit. No, I'm not going to tell you to give your life to Christ, bro.
Thank you. Let's carry on.
I like this guy. He's very...
I love his energy.
He's very in charge of... He knows what his issues are, and he's not going to let us sidetrack him and get into any other issues. Okay.
No, we can sidetrack you.
Fair enough. Ooh, okay, fair enough. What you need to do...
What was that giggle?
What you need to do, my friend, do you want to give us a fake name so I can know what to refer to you as?
Nobody,
perfect. Okay, so nobody, here's what you need to do. You need to go to your babes, your bitches, as you call them.
Oh, no, I don't call them bitches. I call them shorties.
Okay, perfect.
It's only in reference to other people that I will use the word.
Right.
I don't refer to... Yeah.
Okay, so we'll call them your shorties. You need to go to your shorties and you need to be like, listen, this whole thing, this religion thing, you need to stop it. You need to stop it right now and you need to make a decision. Me, nobody, or... You're not forcing. It's an ultimatum because you're testing how much they love you.
They will choose Jesus.
That's behaving like the man I left behind. That's like asking a child to kill a man to kill his child after 100 years just because you want to test if he loves you. That's not the kind of behavior I condone.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. Okpeyemi is going to give you some advice while I think of a better solution.
Good afternoon, Mr. Nobody.
Good afternoon.
So, I'd like to ask, be honest, would you say you're a simp?
A what?
No. Would you say you're a simp? S-I-M-P.
Oh, right.
No.
Because why are you letting him give? Okay, so.
I don't believe in describing people with those sorts of terms.
Okay.
Like Jesus Christ. Like some things are real, some things are not. And simp is just one of those things that's not real.
Like alpha male.
Would you say you let the woman in your life, like, give the rules and you follow?
Which is not a problem. I would more likely say that all the people in my life are allowed to live.
Okay.
And I'm just part of the general experience.
Okay, that's very, very woke.
Oh, that's a beautiful way to look at it. So
I said that's very woke. So I used to be like you in university. I had two virgin girlfriends at different times and I was in your predicament and my guy. First things first. Stop. Are they virgins, first of all?
No.
Wait.
I have a type.
Was sex like the issue?
he's saying where they started. They weren't Jesus babes. Oh,
oh. No.
They were not
no.
Jesus babes. That's the thing. They were bad bitches. Why with you?
Yeah.
I think you're the problem.
I think you're like, nobody.
When I confuse you with the spiritual things, I guess. In that way,
nobody
find something that's easier to understand.
Interesting.
Nobody, I think you're the problem if you keep chasing these women to God.
I don't.
How many girls so far?
It's life. It's
have you chased been, Jesus Christ, a person other than Savior?
It's been three in six years.
That's a lot.
Yeah, no, I'm not very much on like jumping from partner to partner. I'm very like I literally have two hands. And I have, like, other things I do. Like, if there's no emotional attachment for the time, I'm chilling.
How about cheating?
He definitely doesn't condone cheating.
I don't believe in cheating. I have a...
when you want to cheat?
I have a conversation with all the people I enter into any
possible relationship. Okay, open relationship.
Oh, it's not open. No, no, it's a whole different thing. It's like currently I'm in a polyamorous relationship. I have a primary partner. I call them my wife.
My nigga is cheating.
Everybody else is just a shawty.
Okay.
I respect that. This is what I'm going to tell you to do. So, okay, what do you polyamorous people? You guys have like clusters, right?
I don't have clusters. A lot of the people that
by the way, I don't cheat allegedly.
Relationships with me are either monogamous in other senses or they have like their own main partner. So it doesn't make some go.
So is this? Because
it's not that big a community for me.
Yeah.
Very selective who I have sex with.
Yeah, and it's very closed as a situation, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so here's what I think you should do. I think before you see anyone else, you should give them a questionnaire. And there you ask a bunch of... you're not going to ask, will you at any time go to find Jesus? Yeah, exactly. We go to Mountain of Fire. No, you're going to ask them very simple questions like, how do you feel about crowded rooms? How do you feel about night vigils? How do you feel about all white garments? Just little things here and there. You make a test.
It's funny. I live right next to a white garment church. I mean, very crazy.
Perfect. So you make a test. You go to the white garment church. Look around. Pick up on some cues.
See what
did. Yeah, you make a test, and
see
you write things down. Yeah,
write the test.
100 questions. Exactly. 100 questions. And do you like this? Do you like that? And then you score them. Anything under 60, anything, if they score over 60, like, yes, I like this, I like that, then you shut it down. And if it's over, if they don't pass, so to speak, you know, you start something with them, you explore it.
I have a theory.
What if I keep the pass mark at 69, so that everybody from 70 and above...
That's perfect, man. That's your prerogative, because you're going to know the questions you're asking.
That was a sexual joke you just cracked.
No, I got it. I got it. But like, okay. You know, I like 69, so it's fine.
So I have a theory that... So these ladies know that you're an atheist, and probably when they want to break up with you, instead of them being bold about it...
Oh,
I'm not an atheist.
Okay, because you're giving serious atheist vibes.
Oh.
Oh, no. I'm just I'm just agnostic. I do not have any religious leanings, but I don't believe in that. Nothing they are. Okay. Because if nothing they are, voila.
So probably if they know, I'm probably like, you've told them that, my ex, you know, she left me because of Jesus. So probably
I tell this story to all them, and they will assure you, I don't even like him like that.
Exactly. So when they want to break up, they know that this is a deal breaker for you. I think
we've solved this issue.
Yeah.
So I think that's what they are doing most likely.
The first one really shocked me because I was just sitting down there like, damn, I really dropped all my hopes for this one. So I never went monogamous fully again in this life.
So stop telling them about your exes. Like, don't tell them. So stop telling your new girls why your exes broke up with you, because you are giving them a blueprint to break up with you.
Now, see, if that's the game, right? Me, I'm not really bothered by it. See, if my time with you is done, I do prefer if people would be, you know, mature and just communicate, it's not working out, you know, in a dip, and I'll be like, you need some transport.
I like you. So yeah, just give my, you know, exam thing a try, and you can.
Oh yeah, I will. I'm on Google Docs right now. I'm trying to make a phone.
I love that so much. Good luck to you and your relationships, and I wish
Thank you
the best.
Very much.
Have a lovely day, man. And send us more problems if you have any. I can tell you do.
Oh, I will. I have a food problem that I will attend to up next.
Perfect. All right.
Let me just find a way to detail the information.
Perfect. All right, man. Oh, we'll talk soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bro.
That was very interesting.
Yeah, we deal with all sorts of problems, man.
You have unique problems.
Yeah. I mean, honestly.
It's not cliche.
I made it clear. I think it's just based off like Submarine listeners.
Okay.
You said before, we have a specific listener base.
And they're very, very, like,
and they have your vibe. Problems. Yeah, they have specific problems. Yeah, so we appeal to those people.
Not that girl that was sending everybody our problems.
No, Shakara baby.
Sent, you know.
She sent us a problem, and then she said, I said the problem.
Hole.
problem lady of sorry, problem the night.
Yeah. Oh, that was a cough. My cough sounds like
okay, Santa Claus.
For it.
Before you go, we have the final segment on Problem Man.
Yeah.
As this goes on, mm-hmm. the theme song is going to be playing in the background. And while it's playing, I want you to just talk about everything you want for yourself in the next year, this year.
Okay.
So you're going to start...
What do I want?
I'll start first.
Okay.
All right. So I want more problems for the show. I want less problems in real life. I want a very sick brand sponsorship so that everyone in this room gets fucking paid every time we do an episode, and they just look forward to recording Problem Man. So much so that every time they hear the word problem, they get excited in real life. Someone's like, oh, bro, I have a problem. And they're like, oh, I want that to happen. I want a bunch of new shoes. They're on my Amazon wish list, but I don't share my Amazon wish list. I just make it for myself. And I wish that I have enough money to buy them. So I want that as well. I want Problem Man to do very well. I know I said that before, but I really want that. And I want people to like and subscribe and share with their friends and just enjoy the show. And also, Okpeyemi and I did like an elongated podcast version of this. So if you want to listen to that, you can listen to it on our Patreon. It costs just to listen to it. And yeah. How about you? What do you want?
Mansa Musa.
Yeah.
And the Hand of Midas.
Okay.
I want to be a blessing to everywhere I go, to everyone I touch, everyone I interact with, everyone I'm intentional with.
Yeah.
I want to be a blessing to them and also to myself.
Nice.
But this year, forget about me, but I want to be a blessing.
You want everyone to eat?
Not even eat. Not like physically thrive. Eating, but thrive. Yeah, the hand of my desk.
No, I know.
I want
to be
the hand of my desk.
Yeah.
Or Mansa Musa, that when he goes through a town,
he changes the economy.
So much money, yes.
Yeah.
Just this year.
Yeah.
I want to be like Don Jazzy.
Mm.
I want to be a blessing to everybody.
Okay. I like that.
Just for this year. Maybe next year I'll be selfish, but this year I want to just experiment on being a blessing.
That's hard.
Yes.
That's hard. Thank you for doing this with us.
Thanks for inviting me. Like, I'm genuinely... like, pleasure to be here.
Dude, you're a genuine pleasure to work with, to talk to, to hang around, and it means a lot to me.
And I'm a fan, by the way.
I'm a fan of you, man.
I'm not stop lying.
No, I'm not lying. I'm a fan of you because you have the whole range when it comes to reviewing food. You don't just stick to, like, highbrow places. You go, like, everywhere. Like, I think the last thing I saw was you reviewing the Mr. Big's meat pie.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, dude, I pay attention, man. I pay attention. So, thank you for doing this. Brave ones, we'll see you on the next episode. Send in your problems. You can send it to the Problem Man Instagram. That's the only place where we're taking problems right now. And, yeah, see you soon.
Young sing submarine.
On the street.
Wrong podcast, submarine.
Yeah?
So no alcohol. No alcohol.
Yeah.